The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Dreadnought, Chapter 2.
All right. So if I remember the ship's layout right, the crew entrance kind of comes into the lounge area where y'all can talk, and he does not sit down. He's constantly typing on his data pad, and without looking up, he goes, "Have you heard of the Dreadnought Shadow's Wing? If you'd like, you can roll a." It's going to be a warfare intelligence roll.
Warfare?
And it's going to be against three purples.
Let's see.
All three of us?
Yeah, anybody can roll it.
Warfare versus three purple?
Right.
Five success, two threat.
Okay. Anybody else get success?
Oh, I didn't. Two and three purple?
Three purple, yeah. And so what your knowledge warfare is two green, so it'd be two green, three purple.
Okay. I've got one advantage and two failures.
Okay.
I've got one threat.
What is threat?
Threat is like the exact opposite of advantage. So like when you roll an advantage, it's a good turn that you weren't intending, but it still goes your way. A threat is a bad turn.
So I'm like, what would a threat be on a knowledge roll?
That's a tough one. It would probably be more in the situation. Like a situation like this, I really wouldn't do much of a threat, but yeah, knowledge rolls
so threat
are a little
is,
harder to do that.
Threat and success are unrelated.
Right, yeah, you can succeed but still have a threat attached to it. Okay. And in fact, you can succeed and have a despair attached to it.
Yeah.
And that's when things, you know, kind of blow up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But
I had five success and two threat.
Right. So Pete, you know about the Shadow's Wing. Do you want to relate the story to kind of to show that you know, or do you want to let him do it?
I'll tell him I've heard of it.
Okay, he kind of looks up and gives you a nod to that. You know, it's like, oh, you know, hey, you know things. But he proceeds to tell the story. He goes, just over 104 years ago, there was an experimental ship called the Shadow's Wing. It was a dreadnought class. It had all of the lovely bells and whistles of the time. It was as high tech as you got, and perhaps as high tech as we ever. It was on its maiden voyage. It was a test. Flight, and it disappeared. Now, one of the problems, if I could say it like that, in finding this dreadnought is because one of the experimental systems on the ship was a very, very good cloaking device, and they had obviously been testing the cloaking device when they disappeared. And we've been looking for it for 104 years, and we found nothing.
What I know, who is they?
They was pretty much everyone. So the first, this was in the time of the Old Republic. And
oh,
so
that's right.
At first, it was the Old Republic. In fact, they brought out some Jedi to try to help along. And in time, that kind of died down. But when that was dying down, then all the pirates started trying their hand at it. Now, you know, once the Jedi had cleared the area, the pirates came in and they were trying to find it, but they weren't really having any luck either.
What I meant was, who was it built by?
Oh,
was it like a government ship?
Yes. It was not built directly by the Old Republic, but it was under one of their worlds, and so it was very much sanctioned by government. It was it was going to be in use for government purposes. Then the Clone Wars happened, and that sector kind of got beat up a little bit, and everybody kind of lost interest in the Dreadnought. Because, you know, it was, they had more important things to worry about, like clones and droids. And so it's kind of fallen out of the general consciousness since that time. But it, you know, there's just been no hint of this thing in 104 years. And so Firin continues, he goes, of course, that is until now. Thing with ships is, even the ships with the best of technology, unless they are repaired, unless they are tuned up, they run out of power. And that is what has happened. We've gotten just a blip in a sector. And it so happens it was the sector it was supposed to have been in. Some of the people with bigger brains than me have analyzed it, and sure enough, it's the Shadow's Wing. It immediately disappeared again. And you have to know that, well, let me just say, everyone will be looking for it. I, unfortunately, don't have any ships currently in the sector, and I want to get there before the Empire does. And that is why I need you. So the mission is simple. We know basically where it was. We know what it was trying to do in that sector. And we need you to get on board, to restore the power, to restore the computers, restore navigation, and insert this. And he pulls up a data chip. He goes, this is, first of all, your access codes to be able to turn on things, but it is also the slave drive that is going to tie this thing to one of our ships and let us take it where we will.
I'm going to ask Firin if he knows who else might have heard that these systems had failed and that it can be tracked now, or that it can be found.
Unfortunately, it was not one of our people who noticed this. We heard it through one of our sources in the Empire. They are not close, which is to our advantage. But that being said, normally when we hear something, the Hutts do too. So you can bet that they will be sending someone, and the Empire will be at some point behind. I know that you have a head start on them. The Hutts, I do not know.
So you're paying us 2,000 credits to dock on a ship that we can't see?
You can see it now. The systems are down.
Oh, I thought you had said they came back on.
I'm sorry. When the systems were failing, the cloak is designed to go off first, and that's where we got our blip.
Okay.
But power has gone off on the whole thing, so you'll be able to see it manually through that window up front.
Yes.
But it will not appear on your sensors, as there is no power on it at all.
Sounds legit. I'll even say that out loud.
All right, so the basic things that they would have tried to do on their test run is, first, of course, test the cloak. That worked quite nicely, thank you very much. The second thing they would try to do is to test the warp drive. Now, that doesn't seem like they got to it. That little aspect had us looking all over the galaxy for this.
Hyperspace drive.
Yes, that's what I meant. I knew that y'all would be correcting me all the time. That does not seem to be our concern. Navigation and in close quarters, as well as targeting systems, that might give us a little bit of an idea about where they might have gone. Nebulas, asteroid belts, these sort of things are very good for kind of the targeting and navigation testing.
Can we ask? Well, I'll ask him if he has any schematics of the ship.
He raises one finger. Common, if you don't mind.
I relay the message.
Okay. Indeed.
Basic.
Gosh, it's gonna be brutal. This whole thing's gonna be brutal.
Oh, you'll catch on. It's
okay. I'm going from Star Trek to Lord of the Rings to Dungeons and Dragons.
You just gotta go to Star Wars, man.
I'm trying.
I know. I think I heard an orc analogy pretty early on.
I did. That was intentional. I have on Discord uploaded the complete schematics of the ships.
Fearin, will you be with us in the boarding party, or will you remain on the ship?
He lifts up both hands. My position is more hands-off, but I can rely on you.
I'm assuming that was a statement and not a question.
You catch on quickly. I like you, Pete.
I like me too. Actually, I take that back. I don't say that. Because it doesn't fit with my character.
To say that or like yourself?
to like myself. Okay. Then I got the information I wanted.
Yeah.
I have a technical question.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the schematics of the ship would give us access to this beacon technology schematics? If that's a... Or are you not on it?
The cloak would be in the engine area. Let me try... Where was it? Okay, so toward the top, 41... would have a lot of it. Everything on the back end is basically dealing with the engines and such. I'm trying to see, does it have like a specific place for cloak, or is it, it's just going to be with so you'd probably find it over close to like the subspace drive access, or probably some of the controls in the reactor engineering stations at 37. That's on the third level from the top in the very, very back of the ship. All of that will be at the back of the ship. So essentially, you know, number three at the very bottom is the flight deck. That's going to be your access in. You are going to want to, you're going to need to turn on the reactor. And you are going to need to turn on like the computer core and then get up to the flight deck.
Understood.
Not the flight deck. What am I thinking? Flight control.
Gotcha. I have one more technical question concerning droids. That wasn't the question.
If your droid has spider webs, then...
Hey, he's old, okay?
That sounds like a personal problem.
I know.
Peter Duster's really rare.
I mean, we did come out of the garbage.
That's true.
No, you not flight... I'm sorry, before you go, command bridge is where you want to be, not flight control.
Okay.
And that's where we're supposed to use his flash drive?
Well, yeah, you'll use it in other places because it's going to have the access code and everything. You won't be able to turn it on without it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your question. Go ahead.
That's a little more time. Do droids of any kind or only astromech droids have direct access to ship computers?
Like the little screw-in thing?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that would only be the astromechs.
But as we gain experience or money, our droid types be able to purchase that add-on to ourselves?
I'm going to guess that you probably could. I haven't read that part, but...
I wonder if that's even something in my skill tree.
Because I know we can put upgrades on ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so, tentatively, and yes.
Because that would be a really good upgrade for my droid to have.
Yeah, it would be. And but
I can't find 20 on this... schematic, the droid bay.
Okay, so they are the sections are color coded. That's going to help you. So that's going to be on deck three, toward the back of deck three. That's third from the bottom. So that's right by 21, which is
20. And then where is the docking bay?
Docking bay is at the very bottom, number 3.
The one in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing that's the
back. Yeah, and 27 you'd be able to connect to as well. It just won't be automatic. Everything would have to be... The flight deck at the bot at number 3 should be open. Because that's one of those that they, you know, they have force field controls on it, but with no power, that's going to be down. So you'll be able to access that very easily.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Because the droid bay interests me.
As well, it probably should.
Yeah.
I'm worried about this fear, and this is not a lot. I'm worried about fear and being able to understand us, but there's something that crush.
Yeah, do you have a data pad?
I don't know. Do I have a data pad?
Yeah, you should.
It should be on your inventory or your character sheet.
If I didn't put it on there, then I meant to, and go ahead and use it because I meant to give everyone.
You can email me on the data pad.
I don't see one, but all it's fine.
Then again, with how well connected this guy seems to be, he might be able to see our data pads too.
That's what I would, because I have something to
carry. We'll wait till he's off the ship.
Okay.
Well, I don't think he's coming with us, right?
I don't think so.
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was. So he's just going to hand us this flash drive right now?
Yep.
Oh, excellent.
Roll-based, or I guess dice-based check that we could do.
Perception, if you were watching him.
Okay. Well, we can do that.
Yeah, perception. Y'all can do it afterwards. I'd have to look.
Yeah, we could search the ship with a blue dice, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Would that be?
And if you speak Bachi... You might even be able to speak to the ship. I'm assuming that's the language that the ship speaks.
Does the ship speak a language? Is that a thing? Are y'all messing
computers.
With me?
No, that C-3PO could speak to the Millennium Falcon, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And C-3PO could also speak to the Vaporators on Beru and Lars' moisture farm.
It's true.
And they spoke Bachi.
What's great is... Y'all could like totally make up all of this lore that I would just accept.
It was in the movies, man.
That part I kind of remember, but it's like y'all could like, especially if we decide to stream this, it would be so hilarious. Y'all are like, and then don't forget the Johnson drive, and I'd be like, oh yeah, that was an Empire, right? And they're like, no, that was in Return of the
Johnson drive.
No, I do have a skill on my talent tree called Tinker, where I can add hard points. So I'm wondering if down the road if I can add one of those astromech doohickeys.
I think you can. I've not gotten into hard at all yet, so.
Well, it's down the road. I can't do that anytime soon.
I believe the technical term is astromech thingamabob.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
I was listening to another Star Wars actual play, and they kept saying bad motivator, and it just cracked me up until I like rewatched A New Hope, and that's like a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much I don't know. Yeah, all right, so what are y'all doing? Are y'all gonna let him off the ship or not?
Yeah, we should kick him off.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm gonna let him off. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Okay. So he very deliberately comes up to Pete alone, mm-hmm. and holds out a hand, and it's the first time he's like really looking you in the eyes.
Is this hand holding something?
No, he's just wanting to shake it.
Okay, then I'll shake his hand.
Good, and. And he kind of grins and nods, and then he holds up the data chip. Is that the right term? Disk.
We need a code breaker
for you to take. So, and then if you take that, then he will be on his way.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
No, no, that's not true. That's impossible.
This is such an incredible moment. A memory that will bring joy to the hearts of millions of people for generations.
Wait, what?
the sort of thing they talk about on the Retro Station podcast. The stories, movies, music, moments that brought us together as a people, that we enjoyed with friends.
You laugh about this with your friends? My life has been a lie!
Exactly. This is wonderful.
You're crazy!
No, everyone agrees. This is a truly classic moment.
Wait a minute. Did you kill Mom then?
I'd rather not talk about that.
Oh, I bet they talk about that on the Retro Station, huh? What a classic moment that was when Mom died?
Actually, most people thought that was a bit of a letdown. They made memes making fun of it.
They made memes of Mom?
The Retro Station Podcast, celebrating all those things that made us nerds.
All right, so Firin's off the ship. Yeah, I want to definitely make sure that he didn't leave anything behind, anything nefarious behind.
All right. Okay, so that's going to be perception. Yeah.
Did he hand me the flash to me?
To you, yes.
Okay, does it have a plug-in that plugs into a data pad?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to use that yet.
Okay. All right, so that's a perception roll is going to be two yellows, one green. It's going to be a two purple difficulty, but give yourself two blues because obviously you know the ship like the back of your hand.
Sure.
My perception is a little different because I have one perception point. Mine's one on yellow, two.
Mine's better.
I mean, you can both search.
Yeah,
we can both search. I have three success, one triumph, and two advantage.
Okay, there's nothing there.
Okay.
I mean, you know this is a rock solid fact because you rolled so well.
Did you search the outside of the ship too?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to save time.
Did I search Pete?
Good luck. See, the things you'll find in me, if you search me, aren't going to be related to Firin.
All right. So, what's next? What are we doing?
I would like to look at this flash drive. Is there any sort of... Does it call home? You know, is it a GPS kind of thing? Is there anything about it that, other than a physical connection, does it transmit data?
Okay. Let's roll computers on that.
Yeah. Versus what?
But that's gonna be two per
three advantage.
Okay. So just as this is a good time to explain this, if you get no success and no failures, it's a failure.
Okay.
You actually have to have a success in order to succeed. And so no, you do not find anything.
Can I make a statement?
No.
I think plugging the data disk into the data pad is a very bad idea.
I didn't plug it in.
I looked at it. I know you didn't. I'm just saying I don't think we should do anything with it except plug it in the ship.
Yo, dude, my character... Okay. You're free to tell me that.
Okay, the reason I'm saying that...
You're also free to wrestle it from me if you see me doing something
I didn't say that. My droid is passionate about Bantha stakes, not taking things from people. Except
oh my gosh, the droids are arguing. This is so great.
What's happening?
and we're arguing in...
we're arguing in bocce.
This is so Star Wars. It's just the droids wandering around arguing with each other.
We're totally arguing in bocce.
Okay. I just want to put
this out. And Krusk is going back and forth like, what?
No, I've sat down at the hologram chess table and I'm playing alone.
Okay. So I just want to make and I'll say this in Foundation so that Krusk can hear too. Obviously, this is a good bit of credits. Sorry, I'm really sorry. I want that cloaking technology. That's what I want. When we get there, I want to see if we can do anything discreetly or otherwise to get a schematic from that. See if we can scale it down or something. And that's adaptable to use on a smaller craft. That's the only thing that I want out of this entire thing. Credits be darned.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be stuff on that ship that we might be able to find that will benefit us without screwing over our employer.
And that's why I didn't want Tia Disc in the data pad, because I'm worried that Fear Limits. I don't want them to have access to recording wise or other.
Well, we'll see when we get there what the things look like.
I would like, would knowing the construction of the flash disk be mechanics or computers?
I'd go with whatever's better.
Mechanics.
Okay.
Okay, I want to know, I'm not going to do anything with it right now. I want to know what I know how to take this thing apart and put it back together.
You can try. You can always try.
I'm not taking it apart. I just want to... Right. Does it look like something that I would recognize?
What is your mechanics?
2 yellow and 2 green.
It would be a difficult roll for you, but you're also very good at this stuff. So, you have confidence that more times out of not, you would do fine, especially if you had time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't break it.
We have a whole week.
Gosh, y'all are. I've
got this picture in my mind of Pete like sitting there fiddling with it and just going snap. Just, oops.
y'all are going to piss off the entire mob in our first outing. This is great.
Well, I'm not going to do anything with it until I'm sure that it's not transponding.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Right.
So I would want to ask our captain if we can wake him up, you know, because we can't fly without him. At least I can't.
I don't know if I can fly either.
Actually, would a knowledge of mechanics know how to run the machinery of the ship?
I can fly.
Yeah,
because I want to use the radio that we have.
Oh, that's also a really good
point. See if it can detect this flash drive.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Roll the mechanics on that.
Versus what?
What was it? 3 or 2?
3 what?
Purple.
Don't remember.
let's say 3 then. Okay. Next time, just say 2.
My door did bad memory.
No, I just got 2 threats.
Okay.
So no, the radio picks up nothing, I guess.
All right. So who is this? Segfault is your best pilot.
I was gonna say Segfault can fly.
And Pete is your best astrogator. Is that would that be the
Where's yep. astrogation? 4. First, I don't even know what that is.
That star is car? Plotting. Yeah. Yeah. Plotting courses so that you don't fly into a star.
Right. We're so dead.
your astrogation is better than snatches. So
out of character, mechanically, would the threats that I rolled on the radio potentially, could that be, I didn't detect the, flash drive, but if it does transpond, the flash drive detected that I was trying to detect it. Would that be a threat, or would that be a despair?
That would be like a despair level.
Okay.
Because that would tell the people that you're...
Right. Then I'm going to go ahead and start astrogating, and I'll work on this flash drive more later.
So this is pretty simple. Reminding myself where we're going. We are heading over to as I get to that screen. Rodia.
Rodia.
So this is pretty simple. This is gonna be 2 purple. Check. This is a path that you have flown before. It is right on the Corellian run. This is not a big deal, and so give yourself a blue in rolling that.
2 success and 1 advantage.
Sweet. So you actually get there quicker than you even expected. So very good. So you are in the basic area. The course that that the ship would have made.
How much time just passed?
A few hours.
Wait, okay. Did we just fly?
What?
Did we just travel by spacecraft?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, you'd probably would have felt on the way. No. Yes, you did.
Okay, I think piloting checks come in when we're like actually trying to like fight or evade while we're
right. Oh yeah, yeah. No, astrogation is going to be the only check when we're going into hyperspace.
Okay.
Then your piloting checks will happen
when we land.
When you land, yeah. All right. So so there the Shadow Wing was planning to make kind of roundabout trip from Rhodia over to Christophsis, and it's been in this general area where the blip came up. And so, you know, the clues you have are that, you know, the things that they were trying to do, like, you know, close navigation, target practice, that sort of thing.
I think we should use the ship sensors in the same way that we would use them to like detect asteroids and stuff. Like, it's obviously a huge hunk of metal floating around.
Yeah.
So even if we're not able to pick it up on our sensors, mm-hmm. I think we should be able to. But I can't do that because I.
How far? Never. I have a, what's it called?
Oh, macro and it's
binoculars.
Yeah, this could be planetary. It won't do much.
I can't use it in space.
No. I mean, again, I mean the ship can zoom into stuff.
Okay.
The cameras on the ship, but it just, you know, to reiterate, you know, the ship is not going to be in orbit of Rhodia. They would it would have been somewhere on the course, hopefully.
Where was its destination?
Christophsis.
And how far is that?
Not far. Now it would not. You can make it. You know, very quickly in a single jump. It would not have done that. You know, it's trying to test out some systems, and so it had a kind of a roundabout arc that it was making.
Because I was thinking we could start from the second planet and work our way back.
You can do that.
I'll discuss it with the crew. I think we should start from the second planet and work our way back.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Because, okay, well then I don't have to explain myself.
So no, it makes sense. Yeah.
Another astrogation?
Well, I mean, I assume that y'all would have had that conversation like prior to your initial jumps, and so if that's if that's what happened, then that's what happened, and you're in orbit of Christophsis.
Okay.
I'm trying to get y'all a little map. This is not that important, but
everything is important.
I will throw it in there just for fun. Kind of the path that it was taking, or it was planned to have taken.
I'm going to be in a room that the flash drive is not in, and call out to the man. I don't like this thing. That guy I'm seemed sure. like he knew too much about stuff.
I'm sure y'all are, like, put it in the corner of the of your the storage.
No, I'm gonna put it next to. No, I'm not gonna put it next to the sleepy captain.
I was gonna say, do we have like we have like any kind of metal container on the ship, like a Faraday cage, basically?
Oh, sure. You can find something.
Okay, then we'll put it in there, because I want to speak with the crew. You know, you had mentioned Segfault, that you want this cloaking technology. We have a slave drive for the whole ship.
You know, about 10 minutes ago, I left to go perform an oil change, and I thought the very same thing.
I'm waiting for y'all to get to the ship, because I was going to call a break then. And I should have known, because I've played with about, you know, 2/3 of you before, that we're never going to get to the ship.
No, we're going to get to the ship, but I don't care if Fear and Sand ever gets
I really think
Josie got to the ship in about 45 minutes. I'm just saying.
Josie's not a droid who likes bantha steaks. So.
Question. I didn't know. Are we competing against Josie right now?
Yeah,
no. It's the same structure, but it's actually a very different plot that I'm doing with her.
So we're not in the same timeline.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I agree that, I mean, I'm scared. I don't want to really mess with the whole mob. But 2,000 credits does seem kind of slim. I think it would be worthwhile to try to reactivate the cloaking device and hold off on the slave drive and try to ransack the ship a little bit.
Just yeah, grab say, for, two, for 2,000 credits, we could probably find more than that in cash laying around.
Yeah. I mean, for 2,000 credits seems slim for a ship that size.
This,
and at the risk that we're taking with other people looking for it.
In the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be...
I'm wondering if we can get the if we can get the cloaking back online, like, first.
We don't have any way to power it.
Well, once we get the reactor back online, trying to reactivate it.
It may be out of fuel.
Does the cloaking device need fuel?
Well, the whole ship
needs electricity.
But wasn't that what he wanted us to do? He wanted us to power it up, like...
Oh, I wasn't really paying attention.
I think the assumption was that we were going to hook up the flash, the data disk, and it was going to act as a slave module and connect it to one of their ships.
Yes.
And they were just going to fly off with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay, so if our first stop is Christophus, right? Or are we not ready?
Yeah, no, we're at Christophus.
This is just a thought, but maybe, I mean, obviously this is probably going to be a massive ship. I don't know how much fuel we could have, you know, pick up to even get it started.
Well, I don't know if it needs fuel.
I don't know if it needs it either. I'm just saying.
The assumption, and we didn't say this, but since y'all are asking, it would have been in the information. The assumption is that it had plenty of fuel stores. You know, because this is a massive ship and it has that kind of stuff, but there's just no one to you know, like, physically refuel it, and so, or flip the switch, and as it were, and so it should have fuel on ship.
Okay.
So when we enter the ship, Trusk would probably need life support systems with him.
You have a space suit on.
Okay.
My other thing is I just thought of a question that we didn't ask that seems really stupid. That we didn't ask is what happened to the crew? Like, how did a ship that size go missing?
You don't know.
Oh, I just assumed they were all dead.
I would assume so. It's been 104 years.
Yeah, I was assuming that all the living things were dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just wondering why.
There could be droids wandering around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should start looking.
All right. So, what do y'all do?
Fly from Christophus to point three.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the pilot. And look with our spaceship stuff.
Yeah, we should probably keep running, like, sensor sweeps and stuff for, again, large.
Right, right.
Large objects. I'm assuming there's some kind of dice check for that.
There will be. I mean, y'all are going to be able to take plenty of time.
Hey, Paul, when I rolled the warfare knowledge on the ship and I got, I think it was 5 success, did I gain any knowledge that Furin's information didn't have?
No, he was pretty thorough. And it's just one of those great mysteries that, and they immediately abandoned this, you know, this project. It was a time of peace, and so they weren't spending a crap ton on military, and they had sunk a lot of time and money into this project, and it just kind of went up in smoke, and they didn't understand why, and so they just abandoned it, and never tried to make this type of ship again, and so it's just one of the great mysteries of the galaxy.
Would schematics for ships like this be commonly available, or is that in and of itself worth something?
Well, there's not another ship like this.
Okay.
And so,
when you say like this, you mean Dreadnought or just this particular special?
This particular
super
one,
Dreadnought?
Right? Yeah. So this is basically a Dreadnought class, right? And so it has all the basics of what one would look like. It has its own particularities because it was a prototype. As time went on. And, you know, looking for this thing just kind of fell in and out of favor. All this information became kind of widely known to people who know where to look. And so, you know, schematics probably wouldn't be worth that much. In fact, Furin probably got it, you know, from some,
Okay.
Just basic.
I was just thinking the rebels would have probably a particular interest in schematics on a ship that the Empire plans on recovering, in case we don't
they
succeed.
Might. Well, if the Empire gets it,
right.
The rebels would probably be interested in that information, and the rebels do pay for information.
Right.
I think it's important that if we're not sure if the huts are on their way or not, we need to have
an
alibi.
There.
Yeah, we're already there. We need to have an alibi. So if they're like, "Oh, Pochiki Waka, what are you doing here?"
I don't think Jabba is like physically going
into the huts, we could have problems.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the huts are going to hire a team like you to do this. It's not going to be like, it's not going to be their Grimorian guards, right? You know, it's going to be someone like you.
Right. My point is that if asked, the fewer people know about this, the better. I know that it's widely known, but if we're out there looking for this expensive high-tech ship and somebody else is, doing the same,
that's fair to have an alibi for why we're out here in case, even if we get pulled over by the Empire.
A trash trawler with two droids, a hairless Wookiee.
Are we still a trash hauler?
I don't think we are. I think we're actually like on a Carillion.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Like and we're on the freight ship, which helps us at all.
What kind of ship are y'all on? I've forgotten now.
I don't remember. I think it was. It's like an offshoot of the Millennium Falcon.
Right. YT-3200. Is that right?
I think so.
Oh man, if that's right, I'm gonna not be really surprised, actually. Yeah, YT-2000. 2400?
2400, right. And then,
Yeah, YT is the model, okay.
Yep.
I think it helps us that we're on the Corellian run.
Yeah, we're on a common freight route. That's fine, we can just say we're transporting cargo.
Yeah.
Alright. So do you wanna fly us
Y'all also have... you're...
You cut off.
Various... Oh, y'all are smugglers. Y'all have various fake transponder codes.
All right, let's start searching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fly to point three, I guess. Is that going to be a piloting check?
No, I'm not going to make y'all keep doing those. Okay. Because, this is friendly space. This is not that big of a deal. So let me scroll. Okay, so this... where y'all are is what used to be like just a massive space dock in interstellar space. It was now it's not in use anymore. It's kind of run down. The power's out on it, and it's on a moon of a local planet that just has no population. It was just a kind of port in the storm. So it'd be pretty easy to just, see if anything's docked there or anything like that. But, your assumption is going to be that somebody would have checked this one already.
Sure. Do you guys want to keep going?
Sure.
Or do you want to check this place out?
What did we see?
It's like an old space docking area, docking.
I mean, literally, the only thing I'm looking for is a dreadnought.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you did not see that.
Okay.
So,
should we run a sensor check in the area? Or
yeah, I will say that you know where all of these stops are. None of them, asteroid belts or nebulas. There are going to be some in the area, but none of the stops would have been that.
Wait, are 1, 2, and 3? Those are stops.
Those are stops that the planned stops that the ship would have made.
Okay, so we made it to 3 already.
Well, you started at the end.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, so the end is this dead space dock.
Okay. Yeah, this thing had been in use 100 years ago. It's not.
Yeah, I'm just assuming this ship is going to be floating out somewhere in space, and that it might not be on the direct path of the run.
Yeah. What is
drifting?
So that little star chart that you sent us, what is that off to the left side, the white? I see like the mid rim.
Oh, that's like the galaxy. It's zooming in on this little part of the galaxy.
Okay. Oh, I gotcha.
Ah.
Making sure it wasn't like an indicator of like an asteroid field or something.
No. Yeah, I mean, frankly, as far as my character is concerned, we're just going to fly the route in reverse.
Yeah, I'm game.
And not really pay attention to anything that's not the dreadnought.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it would take a long time to do it not in hyperspace.
We can't detect anything while we're in hyperspace, right? Can we? Right.
Right. But I mean, if there's like particular things that you, like this area is well mapped, and so if there are particular things that you want to check out,
are there any asteroid sort of fields nearby?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Okay.
In reasonable distance, there are a couple.
Since we knew that the ship was out doing target practice, we should probably go scan those.
It's reasonable.
Okay.
All right, you're going to go to the first one?
Yep.
Back. All right, so there's a rather large astro belt in front of you. The rocks themselves are just massive and swirling around, banging into each other. And as you are, you know, very, very intently looking through it, what you see in kind of the center of this swirling storm is the silhouette of a very large ship.
Ooh, good job.
Yeah, y'all rolled well on that. So what you also see as you are, you know, very, very careful.
A very small ship.
Not quite. Is on a few of the asteroids, you see giant slugs. You see, this is basically an Exegorth nest, which are the Empire Strikes Back asteroid worms.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So don't you wish you had your pilot?
Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You've just been pwned. They make me say that. Dreadnought is modified from an adventure in One Shot First, an Edge of the Empire adventure and source book by Peter Thompson. Link is in the description. Thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and sound. Make sure you check them out at www.sirenscape.com, and you too can be using it at your gaming table. Theme song by the Techno Funk Boy. Come watch us play live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy and support the show at patreon.com/technofunkboy.